Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Buffy has created a better comforter for you and the earth. The outside shell is 100% eucalyptus fiber, a unique material that naturally soothes skin.
While the inside fill is made from 100% recycled plastic, which feels softer than down. Customers agree it's the fluffiest comforter they've tried.
Ooh, and after only 1 year, Buffy has recycled over 2.5 million water bottles.
I love my Buffy comforter. I love that it's doing good for the earth, and I love that it's keeping me comfy at night. So try Buffy at home for 30 days, and if you don't love it, return it.
Plus, get $20 off Buffy comforter when you visit buffy.co and enter the code CHALLENGED. That's CHALLENGED with a D. Buffy.co and enter CHALLENGED for $20 off.
This podcast is brought to you by Smilf, returning to Showtime with all new episodes starting January 20th. Bridget Bird is redefining what it means to be young, single, and a mom.
Raw, honest, and relatable, Smilf stars Frankie Shaw, Rosie O'Donnell, and Connie Britton, only on Showtime.
Hey guys, we just want to give you a little warning that we do talk about sex and sexuality and body parts in this episode, which we're really excited for you guys to hear. But if you have little ones in the car, maybe you might want to save it for a different time. Just a heads up.
Hey guys, we have a special announcement to make. As you know, we have been doing episodes every other week. We are now going to do a little experiment and try and go weekly.
You guys asked, we delivered. This is totally an experiment. So just for the next few weeks, we're going to have a brand new episode of Directionally Challenged every single week for you guys. But we want to hear from you. If you guys are into this idea, if you want more episodes, tell your friends, leave us ratings, leave us reviews, hit us up on all of our socials. If you guys are loving it, then guess what? We'll keep delivering. We'll keep giving you episodes every week. Otherwise, we might go back to every other week, but let's see. We are so excited. So listen up. Guys, it's Candace
and Kayla, and we are Directionally Challenged.
We really thought that we would have everything figured out by the time we were in our 30s.
But surprise,
We don't.
And that's okay, because we're here to figure some stuff out, and we're all in it together. And we're so happy that you guys have been joining us along this journey. We just had a really epic... Is epic the right word? What sure. words should we use for what yesterday was?
We went to a wild woman experience with our guest today, Rachel Pringle, and it was life-changing, I would say. Melissa Montz is with us. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
So Melissa took it with us.
Yeah, it was very exhilarating mm-hmm. and different and not what I was expecting at all.
Okay, when we said that we wanted to take this wild woman experience, what did you expect you were walking into?
Well, I had no expectations. I told you guys when you were talking about it to begin with, I was like, I don't want to know anything to do, like, what this is at all. I want to go in completely blind. And so then when you guys sent the information, all I did was look at that it was one at a yoga studio mm-hmm. and where the address was, and I didn't read anything else. So I was completely blind.
Wow.
Kayla, what did you think you were walking into?
Because we had met Rachel before mm-hmm. and I had read a little bit about the Wild Woman experience, I knew to kind of expect some sort of movement involved in it. And so I thought, okay, we'll be, you know, expressing ourselves through movement and voice. But it took that to such an extreme level. I learned so much about myself while we were doing this. What about you, Candace?
So we met Rachel Pringle through an acting class that we were taking together. Mm-hmm. And you had never heard about this wild woman experience that she taught, and you've known her for a few years. So after an acting class, Rachel approached me and we'd kind of worked together a little bit in class. And she said, "Hey, Candace, you know, I think that you would really benefit from my wild woman experience course."
That's very interesting.
And now knowing what that is, I am so curious to ask her, like, what was it about me in particular did you think needed this sort of release? And I actually release is a great word. Yeah. It was a very physical class. I knew that it was a wild woman, so I assumed that there would be some form of hip movements included. I didn't think that we were going to focus on the female pussy as much as we did, which we'll talk all about with Rachel. I loved the confidence in which she just wanted us to really embrace our pussies. Mm-hmm. That probably was the most surprising part to me.
Yeah. So when we started with a lot of breathing exercises. And so I was like, oh, okay, this is like a meditation thing. And I start every day and I go to sleep every night doing meditation, but I've never done it with a group of people. So I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. I listen to either the Calm app or Dr. Chopra. Mm-hmm. And then when she said pussy, I was like, this is definitely not Dr. Chopra.
There isn't like a Calm, like on the Calm app, there's not a pussy section on how to breathe out and in through your pussy. There should be.
So if we had to pick one section that spoke to us the most or surprised us the most, what would you guys say that is for you?
I actually really liked the breathing. What's funny is because I've given birth, I'd done a lot of visualizing for my uterus and my cervix and my pussy, as Rachel likes to proudly say. It reminded me a little bit of that. And I feel like it reminded me how out of touch I was with my femininity mm-hmm. and with my organs, and not just as a sexual organ, but just as a part of my womanhood. And oh, this is where my power is. It really got me reconnected with that. So that was probably my favorite part, when she was connecting us to that power through breathing.
Love that. How about you, Mel?
The most shocking part for me was when and it was pretty early on in the practice is what you would call it. It was when she was like, and I'm probably misquoting it, but it was like, ride it like the cock of the earth.
Yes.
Even if you misquote it, yes. We have it on the record.
No, you are quoting it directly. It definitely was right at like the cock of the earth. And we did.
And we did.
With our eyes closed. Did you guys peek?
At some points, because I was trying to make sure I didn't run into anybody, but yeah.
Yeah, because there was a whole dancing element that took up a big part of the
class.
So
that was
as well.
My absolute favorite part of the whole thing. So our eyes are closed most of the time, which is so nice because you feel really vulnerable doing this, and especially with people you know. And there are a few times I peeked at the two of you just to be like, wait, they're doing it too still, right? Because in my head, everyone had stopped the class and I was the only one doing it still. But I loved the dancing segment because she takes us through this whole, you know, starting at, in infancy at birth and through our whole journey, and the music changes who we are. And I just felt, I don't think I've ever felt so free before in my life, free of fear of what people thought. And my neck is sore today. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, wow, I really went for it.
My neck is so sore today. I realize I haven't been that physically free. I'm so used to like a workout class that is do this and that and put your hand here, in a yoga class where you're just doing what everyone else is doing. And I haven't just kind of like free writing for the soul. Like I haven't done like just free movement and free dance for the body in so long.
And the part where she said, you're in the jungle with your sisters and what are you fighting for? And what are you battling?
And what are you saying?
What are you saying? What's your voice? And there's so many important questions that I don't know. I just felt so transformed after the dance segment.
Okay. So Melissa, you meditate every day.
Mm-hmm.
And Kayla, do you still meditate?
Yeah.
I know you grew up meditating.
Yeah.
Is this a normal class that you guys would sign up for?
Absolutely. 100%.
Not normally. No.
Oh, okay. Wait, I mean, like normally, no. But like now that I know it, I would.
You would do it again.
100%. 100%. I think it's so important for all of us to do this, to be reminded of our own power.
It's all right there in your cervix once you open it up.
Also, there's that whole segment about not being how we're most of us are uncomfortable in our own sexuality. And I realized, I mean, she was almost influencing us to touch ourselves.
Yes.
And I want to ask her about that because I was so uncomfortable. And that's when I really got in my head and felt like, oh, this isn't appropriate. No, I can't do this. And her whole point is we have grown to feel that way when it's a natural way to live, I guess, or I'm not quite sure what the right terminology is, but
that we've kind of been, as I feel like we get older, it's hard to stay in touch. Maybe not for everybody, but I find it hard to stay in touch with my sensuality, especially when adult responsibilities come into play and scheduling. And like, you know, it's easy for it all kind of to go out the window. Like when you have real life shit that you're worrying about, it's hard to be like, I'm going to take some moments for myself and my sensuality. It's like, no, there's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world and I'm stressed out and I'm late for this and I got to be there and I got to pick up kids and I got a husband and there's dinner and now we're tired. And now I've just went out and it's 10 o'clock and I'm tired. I like that she was like, we can't use that word as an excuse anymore. Mm-hmm. We can't. You have to make time for yourself. And it really doesn't have to take that much time out of the day. I mean, obviously, look, this was a 2-hour course. It was 2 hours on a Sunday.
Two and a half.
Yeah. Okay, but 2.5 hours that we all set aside for ourselves as women with a bunch of other women to make ourselves and our sensuality and sexuality a priority. And I think that's pretty kick-ass at this point in the way that the world is to take the time to make it about that with womanhood and female empowerment. And it really connected with me. But I would have never signed up for this had Rachel not said anything. And it's nice to get out of the comfort of the everyday or just a normal yoga class or just a normal meditation and push yourself to that uncomfortable limit.
Well, and we started this podcast to try new things and to experience different ways of living. And this is something I would definitely do again.
Me too.
So we all had to say one word at the end of class of what we took away. Do you guys remember what your words were?
I think I said released.
Released.
Maybe.
Okay.
Mine was open.
That's great.
Very open.
And mine was self-love.
Yes. That is the summary of the whole class, I feel.
Oh, man. Well, I'm excited to hear what kind of self-love we were supposed to get involved. I can't also hear more about like what you guys went home with and took home with you after that class. Rachel Pringle is up next, guys. Stay tuned. Want to save money, save the planet, and look good doing it? It doesn't get any better than ThredUp. ThredUp is the largest online consignment and thrift store where you can shop high-quality pieces for up to 90% off estimated retail.
They have over 35,000 brands ranging from Gap to Gucci. You can find a Coach purse for $10, Anthropologie dress for $6, and Lululemon tank for $10.
Plus, if you go to ThredUp.com/challenged today, you'll get an extra 30% off your first order. Instead of digging through clothing racks, ThredUp provides the comfort of shopping online with the insane deals of thrifting.
It's super easy. Fun to shop. You can save all your favorite brands, sizes, and filter for exactly what you want. They have so many cute things and add thousands of new items every day.
Let's look good and do good this year with ThredUp. I just love how ThredUp makes it so easy to specify exactly the kind of clothes that you like.
Agreed, and at such a great price. So go to ThredUp.com/challenge for an extra 30% off your first order.
That's ThredUp.com/challenged with the D. ThredUp.com/challenged for an extra 30% off today. Terms apply. The original True Body Bra by TrueAndCo.com is the bra women are talking about. Over 500,000 women have bought it and swear by it.
You won't believe how good the True Body Bra looks when you put it on. The buttery soft fabric smooths you out in all the right places and has no wires, so it's super comfortable.
But unlike other wire-free bras, the original True Body Bra is made with proprietary fabric that still gives you the support you need. It took over 6 years of collecting data from 7 million women to make this game-changing bra, so it's no surprise that TrueAndCo.com has sold over 500,000 of the original True Body Bras.
And it just goes to show that great things happen when women come together. The Today Show calls it game-changing, and Good Housekeeping says it's the ultimate lounge bra. When I put it on, I felt like I was in heaven. Honestly, it's probably the only bra I would actually sleep in. It's so comfortable.
It's so comfortable. You can wear it under t-shirts. You can also wear it to sleep. You can wear it lounging around your house. I'm all about the True Body Bra. So try the original True Body Bra from True & Co. today with free and easy returns.
And save 15% now when you go to TrueAndCo.com/challenged and enter the code challenged. That's TrueAndCo.com/challenged.
Challenged. Support for today's show comes from Buffy. Buffy created a better comforter for you and the earth using plant-based fabric that is ultra-breathable to keep you at a comfortable temperature all year round.
With 11,000 reviews, customers agree it is the softest, fluffiest comforter they've ever tried. The outside shell is 100% eucalyptus fiber, a unique material that's softer than cotton and naturally soothes your skin.
Not to mention it uses 10 times less water to cultivate, making it much less wasteful.
And it's hypoallergenic, meaning it shuts out dust, mold, and mites to prevent nighttime breathing of harmful allergens.
Meanwhile, the inside fill of each comforter is made from 100% recycled plastic, which feels even softer than down. And after only 1 year, Buffy has recycled and reused over 2.5 million water bottles.
So try Buffy at home for 30 days, and if you don't love it, you can return it. And get $20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit buffy.co and enter code challenged. That's buffy.co and enter code challenged for $20 off. We are back with Rachel Pringle, creator of the Wild Woman Experience. Rachel, we are so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're all glowing, and I think that's a huge part in thanks to you. Yes. And our Wild Woman Experience yesterday. Now, I have to ask, you told me about this initially a few months ago, and you came up to me and said, Candace, I think you would benefit from this. So now after having experienced a lot of pussy grinding, yes. a lot of hip thrusting, mm-hmm. What about me made you decide that I needed this experience? And you can be completely honest.
Well, I think knowing, you know, we met in acting class and witnessing you in acting class from my own experience, there's a level of depth that we just haven't touched upon until we go into that space. Mm-hmm. And I created this specifically for myself, really, so that I know that, you know, you teach what you most need to learn. So in order to hold that space, I had to travel into those depths. And I think as an actor, like, to access those parts, it makes you infinitely better, you know, because you're not afraid to tap into our mostly like our sexual depth, because sex energy is creative energy. So,
yeah, it definitely is.
I want to know, what was developing something like this for you? What happened in your life? Is there a defining moment that made you want to develop this?
I've always had an extreme desire to ignite people and women specifically. And I felt this energy inside myself probably since I was like a baby. And I was constantly trying to find a way that I could share it. And, you know, there was idea of like doing a YouTube channel and doing this and doing that. And it never felt authentic. And I had an astrologer friend of mine, Megan Zimring, who's fucking incredible, just give me a reading. And she was like, you need to access what's your authentic truth. And it came through a meditation. And it was, I was just finding and putting together all the tools that helped catapult me into a deeper sense of self-love and self-worth. I mean, the first workshop was 9 hours.
Wow. 9 hours?
9 hours. Did you have food breaks? Because I was famished. After the 2.5 hours we spent together.
It was crazy. I mean, it was like 9 hours, 8 hours, and we just kept on getting smaller. I used to do it with my one of my best friends, and she would teach yin and kundalini breath work, and then she moved back to New York. And I actually found that this shorter is more accessible for people. It's like I call it like a blast of DMT. And
what is DMT?
DMT is what's released when you when you're born and when you die. And so it's like it's your access point to the remembering that you are an infinite being. So it just like floods your system with energy, endorphins, dopamine, like to remind you of your limitlessness, which we often forget. I mean, it's like, even if I have access to it all the time and I'm in a practice deeply all the time, and I still forget. And so it was like, okay, how do I make this accessible and give this to women specifically, so that we can continuously remind each other? That's why I do it, because if I forget, then other people are going to forget. So if I can remind you, then you can remind me. And that's really how it is. And also, the truth of the matter was, at that time when I was creating it, I was really desiring to tap more into my sexuality. And I remember like Googling like how to, you know, get immersed in my divine feminine sexual force. And it was like all I found was articles written by men. And I was just like, what the fuck?
That is really interesting.
Really interesting.
Yeah, because I guess even in like a Cosmopolitan magazine, it's a lot of like sex tips on how to please a man. Yeah. And women don't really talk about, hey, how are your orgasms doing? Like, right. Hey, how are you feeling connected with your body right now? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not something that really comes up over brunch. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't live in Sex in the City. That's not...
I thought I was a sexual being and in tune with myself until we took this course. I'm serious. When you had us touching ourselves and all, I mean, I felt so uncomfortable and I was embarrassed that I felt that amount of... I guess shame is the word that comes up. And it was fascinating to me.
And just for the listeners, like we are all clothed. This was not like, this was not like a naked female orgy that you see on like a Starz, you know, old show. This was, but it's really just being comfortable with your body. Our eyes are closed. Yeah. We are all in a room. We all have clothes on. There's music playing. It's not like because I was confused.
Thank you for specifying.
And I appreciate the accessibility of it, because I do not meditate. Mm. I want to be one of those women that meditates. I do not feel in touch with my divine feminine. I am just constantly stressed and covered in anxiety and have completely lost touch with my womanhood, with between kids and work and schedules and dinners and dishes. So I appreciated how accessible it was. Mm. And what can you break down for our listeners, like what the experience is? Like, what is the journey that you took us on yesterday?
So I like to, we go through this like arc, and I like to prime the body. So we start with a breath, like a series of breath work that first initially clears your entire energetic body of like stagnant stress energy, because it lives in our energy meridians. So we clear the nadis, and then we do the breath work and the hip rocking, which connects you to your like Shakti life force, which...
And can you describe the hip?
The hip rocking is like, the best way to describe it is when you are riding someone on top, you know, it can be a man or a woman who is wearing a strap on. It's that motion of the backward forward rocking of the hips, and it automatically starts to open that channel, which is our root chakra, and you start to feel like a surge of energy. And so the object of it is exactly what you said. When you're reading Cosmopolitan magazine, it's always tips of how to please the man. And obviously we want to please our partners, but the best way to please our partners is by being in pleasure. Our partner is turned on when we're in pleasure, and people don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. So that's why that breath is so important, because, you know, I say that you get high off your own supply, and you can realize that we have access to that at any time. You know, we just have to simply tune in and do those motions. And then the subtle body breath, which is something else I do in a more private setting, is a way to expand that energy that we're cultivating into our entire body. And that is like the most powerful healing energy. It's the same as an orgasm. You know, they talk about orgasms being a massive way to manifest, because you're in a state of bliss. So it's like accessing, you know, you prime the body, clear it, you access the energy, and then you expand that energy. And what that also does is awaken the body to parts of you that are stagnant, that are holding like wounds and trauma. Like the perfect way I describe it is like, if you get into a semi car accident, when you like someone almost runs into you, the first place you clench is your asshole and your pussy. You clench right there. That's where all of our fear goes. So if you think about how often we're in a, you know, if some, like our girlfriend is like, I need to talk to you, that's the immediate place you go to. And so, by opening that channel, we're accessing our body's innate wisdom to be able to receive old wounds, and then be able to release them out of our body. It's like, it's deep somatic healing. So that's why the arc of the breath work, and then we start to move the body, and then we do voice release, which was actually something I took from my acting conservatory in New York. And it was like the most powerful thing for me to go in and moment to moment speak out loud in front of people. Like, it's so scary and it's so freeing. And to get people into that exercise over and over again, to say out loud what's happening in the mind. And like, you know, you get into a fight with your girlfriend or your partner.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And you usually don't express it. And you're like, all day, you're like, this, you should have done this. And I'm mad. You
and fester and fester and fester.
And build the story, builds. Our whole experience is about the stories that we build. So when we give a voice to it, it dissipates the story. It shows that it's an illusion and that we're trapped in it, and we go into a spiral. So we can go into shame spirals. Pain spirals usually lead to shame spirals. And when we express them, and also when we express them in front of people, it's like...
There was a segment, I don't know what part you would say it was, but you had us voice aloud.
What were some of the things you had us vocalizing? It was like resentments that you're holding on to, goals for yourself.
Today I'm letting go of.
Yeah, right now I feel, which is good because some people feel uncomfortable. And just saying right now I feel uncomfortable, it moves the energy out. So right now I feel, and then you go into right now I'm letting go of, and then right now I'm calling in. And then I do that exact order because right now I'm calling in then segues into... Whatever you're calling in is likely being stopped by the chaos that is remaining inside of your body. So we go from that right into stream of consciousness, express everything that you're feeling to your partner, to your mom, to your dad, to your boyfriend, to the person that cut you off, to yourself. You know, for me, it used to be a lot about I would self-sabotage all the time. And so to be able to express it out loud and free it, and you feel it's such a cathartic release. You're like, oh my God, I have space.
And you're
body.
Not curating it. Because even I feel like when we speak to each other about just venting, it's so easy to be like, well, I'm going to paint this in the prettier version so no one judges how I'm saying it and it won't be as bad. But just to like have it be out and ugly and whatever you needed to say. I had a really hard time speaking. Yeah. Like, were you guys able to vocalize all those things?
I was trying to think about what the actual things were because I'm a very calm person. I usually just, if something happens to me, I just push it out. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to tap into to those things. But I did. I got there. It was great.
And I'm a very calm person as well. And that is a really strong thing for us. And it's also a cop out.
Yeah.
Because we push things away. And like the more we get into the practice, the more it's like the best way to describe is like you see a little kid and you take away their bear and they freak out. Mm-hmm. And it's like they go into a temper tantrum and then they see, a bird and then it's over. You know, and they're in the practice of fully expressing in the moment, and then it can leave and they're not holding on to it versus us who's like, yeah, scenario happens. And then we want to, even when we're talking about it, we want to paint this perfect picture because like, I'm really calm and everything is okay. Instead of being like, I'm fucking angry right now, you know, and owning that anger, we don't have to put it on anyone, but we can own the fact that we're experiencing the emotion.
I loved when you said own your rage.
Yeah.
That felt so nice. And also I liked that you were already telling us like, cause you will be able to let it go once you own it. And you're right. I feel like I, thank God, was able to call you, Kayla, you know, a few weekends back and just be like, there's no pretty version of this. Mm-hmm. I am overwhelmed. I am enraged. I am like feeling all the feels. And I was so scared to reach out thinking like, oh, this is just going to make it all worse. And instead, the next day, I felt great. Yeah. It's like because I just got to just be ugly. And it's so, we've known each other how long? And I was still scared to reach out and just be
yeah,
ugly and vulnerable.
11 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, and so it's nice that there's that you've created this environment where women can do that,
yeah,
and just kind of have this shortcut to like, here, do it.
Yeah.
No one's going to judge you in here.
No. And I mean, again, it's Wild Woman is so beautiful that it mirrors my experience. And so, like I said in the beginning, is like, I've touched my rage just recently in the last year and a half. And so I'm no longer scared of that part of myself. So I'm not scared of that in anyone else because I know that part. I'm like, give it to me. Let's see what you've got, because it can't be any worse than what I'm experiencing, because I'm, you know, I'm going to like the deep, dark, dirty depths of myself, and I'm making friends with her, because that's really what our rage wants. It wants to be claimed. That's all.
So once we started vocalizing our rage, vocalizing our desires, you moved us into a much more physical mm-hmm. element of the Wild Woman experience.
And mm-hmm. I loved this part so much.
Why yeah, did you choose to do... I know, I was like, Rachel can see all of us yes. right now.
And it's so beautiful.
It's so vulnerable. But why did you choose that transition? And is that a way that you think women can get in touch with their rage? Like when you say... own your rage. What can our listeners do to start to tap into that? And then why did you choose for us to start dancing it out and walk us through that?
Yeah, it's again, like movement is, and voice, because it's voice release is moving the energy. It's movement in general is just such a powerful way to access these places and move them through us. And then it's like, the reason why I go through these archetypes is for me personally, I found that there was a time in my life where I just boxed myself in. Everyone had also boxed me in, but I had boxed me in, and it was like, oh, I played the mother character for everyone all the time. And it was like, oh, if I'm the mother character, then I can't be sexy, you know? And so it was like, oh, let's take them through all of these archetypes. Cause again, if I'm feeling it, it's likely that everyone else is feeling it, because we're interconnected. You know, I really believe we all come from the same source. And so to take us through and physically feel that essence in our body, to feel the animal, to feel the warrior, to feel like the lover, the seductress.
So for our listeners, just so you know, Rachel would put a song on and we would have our eyes closed and we would dance as we felt like a seductress or a type of animal or that sort of idea. And I loved the fact that you had our eyes closed because I already felt so self-conscious about it, but knowing, okay, we're all in this together. Our eyes are closed. We're just going for it. Let's do it. You find out so much about yourself.
Yeah.
So you had us do the mother, you had us do the seductress,
It's like we go from animalistic to mother to warrior to the shamana, which is like the medicine woman. And then alien is something that I just recently added, because I'm always fine tuning. And I feel like alien is like no boundaries, you know, feeling yourself in the galaxies and creating galaxies. And like, I always imagine Tilda Swinton in Doctor Strange when she's
So you were telling us about, you were breaking down the word weird and I loved you talking us through that word.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and then to take us into our life and to go through those stages that practically all of us have gone through, where we're innocent and then we hear the word weird, and weird, for everyone listening, the original meaning is to follow your destiny and fate. So there's this idea that we're supposed to all be the same, which is such a cop-out. We all come from the same source, but the uniqueness of our experience is we're all different reflections, and that's what makes it so beautiful. And so to give ourselves permission to be our own unique essence is like our greatest power. And then it gives permission for other people to do that. And then going into this idea of like, oh, I'm a woman. And whether you've had that experience of being a woman or you never gave yourself the opportunity, it's like reliving, there was that moment where you wanted to, and reliving that. And then I think most women that I speak to, there's some relationship between like, I was in touch with my sexuality and then something happened and I shut it down.
Yep.
Whether it was sexual abuse, whether it was being shamed or being projected onto by others. I had a sexual experience that happened and I was very curious when I was younger. And I remember that was just the moment where I experienced their energy and it just shifted me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to shut it all down because this is getting me quote unquote in trouble. And then to re-meet ourselves in this time and space at this age and remind ourselves that we are the holders of our pleasure, you know, and the more that we get in touch with our bodies, with our beings and discover ourselves in a whole new way, it's like, you know, the world is our oyster.
So how did we do?
Can you great. Watch? You watched us.
I want to know. How you yeah. great.
Competitive Kayla over here.
No, I don't.
On a wild woman scale of 1 to 10,
I'm not.
I'm messing with each other.
I'm messing with you. You watched us? So were we able to get to a place that you were wanting us to get to?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. You guys both brought it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's everyone. And that's
I was a little more hesitant in my corner. I think you were. I think Melissa and Kayla. Well, that's the thing. But this is out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I don't like when you were telling us to like start vocalizing, mm-hmm. you know, all the things that make us angry. I completely shut down, mm-hmm. and it took me a minute to get mm-hmm. there. When you know, some women were moved to tears and that just like emotional release, and it does feel good to cry. And yeah. I hold it all in mm-hmm. until it comes out in a crazy way. And mm-hmm. if I just cried a little bit more, just small amounts, yeah. and just admitted when I was feeling overwhelmed or sad, I think it would be better. But I got to that place too, and I danced. I got to the dancing, but yeah, this was all like. It took me a minute mm-hmm. to get there, but if I wouldn't have walked into that room and been like, okay, I'm going to try this. And I think that that's what I really wanted to get out of this was just getting out of my comfort zone and hopefully encouraging other listeners that, mm-hmm. you know, even if the wild woman experience isn't in your city or town, just reaching out and trying something new for yourself
yeah.
and anything that gets you more in touch with who you are as a woman, I think is so positive in this day and age.
So what can our listeners take home with them after listening to this episode? What would you tell them that they can do on a daily basis or a weekly basis, or what's something they can do to continue to own their womanhood?
I love what you just said, Candace. I think that's so important is like, I always say when I start working with clients, make a list of all the things you have ever wanted to do and haven't done yet. And every week do one of those things because it's about getting out of your comfort zone. Because again, we're in this day and age where we're like, I want to live the life of my dreams and I want to do this and I want to do that. But we lack the commitment to ourselves. We will be committed to our partner, to our work, to everything else. But there's this issue around being committed to ourselves because we have to reframe the word selfish. We think it's selfish to be committed to ourself.
Yeah.
And that is I think one of the biggest misconceptions in our entire world, because the truth is when we are filled, then our essence radiates into everything else. And when we are worked up energetically, people feel that. And so that's what the explosion is. And I think going back to what you said as well is like being in the practice, like when I first started, I'm so blessed to have my husband because he's been steeped in this practice for so long that he's really been such a catalyst, giving me permission to be vulnerable. And it is a practice. I want everyone to know that it does feel uncomfortable. It's mm-hmm. scary as fuck. But on the other side of that is a freedom and a release that is unlike anything else. And then you get accustomed to it. So it's like, just like I said to you guys Saturday, I mean, I got home from painting, which was me also getting out of my comfort zone. I took a painting class and I came home and just cried hysterically on the couch. And my husband was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't know, but I know I need to just cry, because I could feel my emotions at my surface. They were just like bubbling. And instead of shoving them back down or trying to fix them or, you know, whatever it else that we do to numb ourselves, I just expressed it. And then as soon as I got it all out, then there's this wave of space. And that's really what we need. And so I encourage everyone to find opportunities to do that consistently, because that is our greatest superpower, because then we can show up from a place of fullness. And then everything that you desire just falls into place because you are magnetizing it to you instead of pushing it away because you're worried about this or that or this or that or this. And, you know, it's like I started meditating because I wanted to slow down. I moved from New York and I was just going. Yeah, I was making all the money and all the things were great, but I wasn't happy. And like happiness is at least like what we're all, I think, striving for. Well, joy, if more than happiness, it's joy, elation, bliss. How do we achieve those things is by giving ourselves the permission and the time to be in self-discovery moment to moment.
And even just putting on a song and dancing. Yes. I realized, when is the last time you guys just danced?
Mm-hmm. I actually, a couple months ago, I went to a shaman and she did a reading and it was on point for every single thing in my life. And then she was like, a way to that you should release is that you should dance. Yeah. And I didn't do my homework. And going to this class really opened that up, and I can see now how I can tap into that, and mm-hmm. that can be a form of release. Mm. And so I'm really grateful for that. The last time I really danced was at like a party a couple weeks ago, but I still was still very self-conscious of what I was doing. And this was allowing me to just be.
Growing up, my mom always did random dance parties. Mm. And so she would go, okay, dance break, and put like turn music up high. And whatever we were doing, we had to stop and dance. Mm-hmm. And I remember as a child loving that so much, because when you are a young child, you don't care what anyone else thinks. Mm-hmm. And I really want to implement that more into my life. Yeah, so now I'm thinking maybe I'll start doing that at my house when things are really stressful.
I mean, my husband and I do it every single morning. Every single morning
we
wake up and we put on, you know, Backstreet Boys, Pandora is really good.
Yeah, I have that too. Yeah, it's like,
you know, and then we call out our day and with enthusiasm with our body, we're like, today is going to be the most incredible. And it's these practices that just change our state. But I agree, like putting on a song and being witnessed in our pain. Like if we're feeling something, call a girlfriend that you trust, call a guy friend that you trust and express yourself. And my other biggest piece of advice is to be aware of our linguistics and using things like the story that I'm making up right now is this, because it takes the edge off of what you're experiencing. And it, instead of being like, I'm in the story, you're talking about it as a witness. You're like, wow, the story that I'm making up right now is that this, this, and this, and this, 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 blah, 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 blah. And you get it all out and you're like, oh, wow. And likely the person on the other end is like, you know what? I totally understand. I'm having this experience. And then you feel connection. And that's really what we always want.
And not in a text message and not in a, but just, you're right, vocalizing it. Mm-hmm. It's so easy just to like, writing is great too.
Yeah.
But vocalizing what your emotions are, it takes so much of the weight off.
Being witnessed in our pain, being witnessed in our rage is like, I said this before, Chani Nichols is an amazing astrologer and she wrote this excerpt for Venus retrograde and it's mind-blowing. But it's like, you know, we understand this idea of duality, light and dark, and we can't know light without knowing dark. But most of us operate only from our like niceties.
And it's hard. This is not a political podcast at all, but it's impossible to ignore how much of womanhood is being discussed in our politics right now. And it was nice to be in a class where I was just, where you're like, yeah, embrace, you breathe into your pussy. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't in a way that was referenced of any sort of triggering political discussion, because I've felt also as a woman just so shut down with everything that's gone on in the past few years. And it was just like, oh yeah, like, no, this is my body. And I want to just be comfortable in my sensuality and sexuality and not think about anything else.
And own it.
And not in just a knit pink, you know, pussy hat, but like in a, oh no, this is beyond just a word. This is, I'm reclaiming this word as a part of me and my feminine divine.
And that's the idea, right? Is like the pussy is the gateway to Shakti. Shakti energy is our life force energy. It's our creative energy. It is like the most powerful. It is what creates a child inside of us and births it into the world. And we forget about that. I said that in the beginning.
I loved that.
You know, like we forget that we create, every single human being on this planet came from a woman. We possess that power, and to remind ourselves, reintroduce that energy. And that's why, you know, this tagline for Wild Woman is the discipline of worship, to remind ourselves to be in self-worship. That's why we do the song where you are in worship to your body and you slow down and you take in the fact that you have breasts and an ass and like your hips and your toes and your fingertips and your skin. And it's like, it's a remembering, because, you know, it's like our pussy is not just for creating babies. It is for pleasure. We are the woman, and the clitoris, which is connected to our entire yoni, is made for pleasure. Men do not have that. Other animals do not have that. We have that. It is literally, we have like 8,000 like pleasure centers in our clitoris. It's unbelievable, but we forget about that, and we, again, only associate that to sex. But when we can tap into that and move that energy into a creative endeavor, into a project, into a movie, into a book, into, you know, whatever it is, it's like we're tapping into that creative force that is like limitless energy. Because again, our number one excuse is, I don't have enough time. If we take the time, then we receive time. It's a catch 22, like anything. Oh, I don't have enough time to meditate. Well, then you should meditate more. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, no, it's true. And I'm one of those people that goes, I don't have enough time, but I can find time, or I can put on a song in the morning and dance with the family. It's just, I'm definitely one of those people that's, so do you have a favorite mantra for women like me then that don't have enough time, besides obviously just needing to make the time for when I do try to make time?
It's be your own best friend. That's my number one mantra for everything. Is it's you until the end. Everyone else is gonna leave. So the relationship to yourself is the most important thing, because from self-love comes all love. You are a reflection. So when we take the time, and it's up to you, like my practices, everything that I do, how I coach, is you are the creator. I will show you and guide you and give you tons of tools, but you find what feels good for you. Even my meditation practice, all meditation practices from traditional sense are mostly masculine. It's like, shh, no thoughts. And that feels kind of boring. What if you were to take 5 minutes, what I do with my self-love practice, 5 minutes every day, and I use my hands and I touch my face and I touch my body and I just say, I love you. I love my eyes. I love my heart. I love my organs. I love my legs. I love my ass. I love my boobs. I just tell myself that I love it. And I really intentionally flood my body with love. You can do that while you're taking a shower.
Yeah.
While you're sitting on the toilet, while you're getting ready to go to bed, it's, you know, finding, dancing with your family. It's finding your own way to recenter. Everyone's unique.
This has been so fantastic. I can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of yesterday's experience and for hopefully getting our listeners into this as well. Everyone go to iamrachelpringle.com and it'll be in the show notes as well. And check out our website because it's truly fascinating and you will feel transformed.
And we all said we had the best night's sleep last night.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm a troubled sleeper. So
did you sleep like a rock?
I did.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. I'll just say my husband and I slept like a rock. Oh, thanks, Rachel. Thank you for a wild woman experience.
Best thing ever.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast with Rachel Pringle. We have a whole new episode for you guys next week because we are a weekly podcast right now.
Woohoo!
And our next episode is with
Ilse Juber, our dear friend who is a renowned songwriter. You guys, she's so fascinating. So make sure you tune in next week. This podcast is brought to you by Showtime and the acclaimed comedy series Smilf. Bridget Bird is a 20-something single mom from South Boston doing her best to juggle life, work, and relationships, all the while staying true to herself and creating a better life for her son, Larry.
Starring Frankie Shaw, Rosie O'Donnell, and Connie Britton. Don't miss the return of Smilf. New episodes every Sunday, only on Showtime.
Over 500,000 women swear by the original True Body Bra by TrueandCo.com. The True Body Bra looks amazing when you put it on, with soft fabric that smooths you out in all the right places while still giving you the support you need. The best part? It has no wires, so it's super comfortable for all-day support.
Try the original True Body Bra from True & Co. today with free and easy returns. And save 15% now when you go to trueandco.com/challenged and enter the code CHALLENGED with a D.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.